Fridays are when Sonia Sorich from the Sacramento Business Journal joins us.
Hey, Steve.
Sonia is the Business Journal's digital editor. It was a big week for soccer fans as Major League Soccer officials announced Sacramento as one of four finalists for an expansion team. Any update on our chances of being selected?
Well, it seems like outside observers are still pretty confident in Sacramento's chances. In particular, after the announcement, the publisher of Soccer America, which is an online soccer quarterly, told us that Sacramento has maybe made the best case for a team, actually. And he said that's because Sacramento has the most complete bid, which includes its plan for a stadium in the rail yards. Of course, the other finalists are Cincinnati, Detroit, and Nashville.
When will the final decision be made?
Well, the first two expansion teams are expected to be named by the end of the year. The four cities will present their formal expansion bids to the league's committee on December 6th, and the teams would begin MLS play in 2020.
Moving on to food, a well-known local eatery is expanding to Folsom. We're talking about Buckhorn Grill.
This week, the city's website confirmed that the business is planning a location in Folsom's Palladio at Broadstone. Now, this will be the 13th location for the business. It was started in 1999 by the operators of Buckhorn Steakhouse in Winters. But of course, Buckhorn Grill doesn't have a formal steakhouse atmosphere. Its website actually advertises really good food real fast, and it's known for menu options such as burgers, barbecue meats, and salads. Now, in addition to local sites in places such as Roseville and Midtown Sacramento, Buckhorn has some restaurants outside of the area, including three in San Francisco.
Why is the business expanding?
Well, we don't know too much about this new Folsom location in particular, but we do know that a stronger local economy has led some locally owned restaurants to expand with new locations. And actually, this restaurant appears to be expanding fairly quickly. In November, Buckhorn opened a new location in the rebranded University Village Shopping Center, now known as the UV, at Howe Avenue and Fair Oaks Boulevard.
And what does this new addition mean for the Palladio?
Well, this is one of several new dining additions at the Palladio. A Brazilian steakhouse is also in the works, and Back Bistro, a locally owned wine bistro, is relocating within Folsom to the Palladio and is expected to open there next year. And you probably remember that late last year, the center's dining lineup got a big boost when Barnes & Noble opened its cafe concept there. So these new additions show just how far the Palladio has come since its first businesses opened. That center opened around the time that the economy crashed, and at one time it struggled to fill those retail spaces. Now it's a different story for the Palladio. It'll be interesting to see how all these new eateries fare and if they attract other types of new businesses to the center as well.
And the California International Marathon is this weekend. Thousands of people will be running from Folsom to downtown Sacramento. CIM is expected to have a pretty significant economic impact.
That's right. Officials expect an economic impact of $11 million. And people coming to town for Sunday's race are expected to fill more than 7,500 hotel rooms.
And those are just a few of the pretty interesting numbers.
Yeah, maybe you'll appreciate some of these highlights. The race is expected to use 72,000 safety pins, 5,000 Band-Aids, and 14,000 bananas.
All right. Well, Sonia, I know you're a runner. Will you be doing CIM this year?
Yes. Thank you for asking. This will be my fourth California International Marathon.
Wow.
I am one more year away from joining the Loyal Runner Club, so wish me luck.
All right. Good luck.
Thank you.
There's more business news at capradio.org/business. This is Capital Public Radio.